And in fact, we come to hate what is diametrically closest to us. And we fall into the trends of our time, thinking that we are most original. And anything reflecting reality can only be appreciated once this reality is dead. And by stopping a source of one injustice, another one will immediately pop out. And if there is anything that manages to function, is only because other things do not manage to function. And wherever we are, we can create a representation that represents any other kind of representations. And paradoxically, while building a safe nest for our creations, we ought to bring them up onto a precarious realm. And academic research has only become a search to consolidate certain intellectual obsessions. And the only way for cultural institutions to consolidate their power is to point finger at power. And as soon as a sphere is branded from the outside, it is already dead from the inside. And true multiculturalism is always unofficially motivated by the most elevated passions. And to celebrate the victory on fascism, fascist monuments are built. And one can be very excited about building an infrastructure not knowing how his offspring will die within it. And we should really cultivate an ideal thoroughly, as when it gets divulgated, it will get damaged. And what is most pure in nature is most highly corruptible by the social progress. And only beginning from a white surface, we will be able to detect all the movements occurring above it. And especially when we try to make it immortal, things perish much faster. And an active investment of time will always bring the right decision. And as soon as we plan a container, the content may come less. And the only way an establishment can maintain its spirituality is to be settled in a precarious scenario. And it is in the physical place that the ghost of the lost other can come back. And paradoxically, our message may be broadcasted when there is not even us left to do so. And the only faith that is worth putting is the effort into contemplating our nature. And when we put all of ourselves at risk, it is noble. When we put others, it is dreadful. And under the social regime, natural communities become a broken puzzle with very few pieces left. And we at times isolate ourselves in nature in order to amplify our message to humanity. And the more is the level of social care, the higher is the level of security needed. And we may have regrets, but those would have come whatever decisions we would have taken. And in order to guarantee our happy living, our core ought to be kept compact. And providence only works among those who act providentially. And by giving it time, our intuition will give us the most natural answer in the end. And the most useful learning is to nourish our subconscious through an active life. And we can only reach a certain depth by applying a weight on our soul through our spiritual rituals. And when the reception of any place is cold, we just have to keep on walking and enjoy the sun in between them. And in our return to nature, we cannot expect to be fully fit to endure it. And in order to appreciate it, we ought to take life as an adventurous trip. And there is no escape to death other than a new life. And the way power is distributed, no matter how democratic we are, it is still arbitrary. And if we don't destroy our cemented ambitions, there will be destruction. And time is relative, and therefore the way we die is not representative of the way we have lived. And unconsciously we lean on something only to break with something else. Only the rat is born in a cement cage, and the squirrel must climb back to his tree. And to be in control of oneself, one can live self-sufficiently. And to be in control of others, we only create tyranny and oppression. And in order to be fully authentic, all we have to aim at is to be fully autonomous. And southern countries are in themselves messy because they apply the technology of the Nordic countries rather than beholding their ancient tradition. And we may reach beautiful places, but it is only in the modern ugliness that we are confined to make a living. And in one of the opposite limits, we can find our existential meaning that we lose in between them. And to see the land turned into a commercial enterprise without ethic is like to see one's own mother prostituting. And we ought to provide meanings to humanity to go the opposite way, which is the way of nature. And an epiphany on a matter comes well after we settle our obsessive meditation on it. And by following our spiritual ideal, we rehearse all the myths and legends of the human consciousness. And all it is worth fighting for is a corner in a solar nature. And it is hard to live a sublime beauty, but its corruption is so exponentially bigger that we must live. And it is not about the old blood or the new blood, but it is about its mixture that can revitalize its meaning. And only aiming for a sublime purity, we can assess the corruption beneath it. And let our soul breathe in the place we wish it to die. And it is only the solar nature who can bring solar energy within us. And the same reality can be very harsh or blossoming depending on how much our expectation on it depend on us. And all ambitions take without giving back but the spiritual ambition. And riding the wave of our own vanity, we soon come to an empty beach without any further potential.